This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The two biggest rideshare companies, Uber and Lyft, released their January to March results, Lyft today, Uber tomorrow. Ridership way down, and the companies have been laying off and furloughing their staff people. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
During the daytime, Jonathan Miller is a 10th grade English teacher in Austin, Texas. But for the last couple of years, at nights and on the weekends, he drove for Uber and Lyft to supplement his teacher's salary. Then the second week of March hit.
I would say like 90% of it just stopped.
He says Uber and Lyft have sent emails about how to stay safe and how to earn money elsewhere, because right now the demand for rides just isn't there.
If it was, I would actually totally do it. I would just wear a face mask the whole time, but it's just totally not worth it doing the rideshares.
He's still in the gig economy, delivering food for Uber Eats instead, and that's keeping him busy. Daniel Ives, an equity analyst at Wedbush Securities, says he's seeing Uber and Lyft numbers down about 60% from last year. He says Uber Eats is only a small hedge against that decline.
I think about 10 to 15% of it can be made up by Uber Eats.
It's worth pointing out, though, that Uber Eats still isn't profitable. Ives says Uber and Lyft, like many other businesses in the gig economy, have to assure investors they're set up for growth over the short and long term, which might be a tough sell.
We think about 30% of revenue from the gig economy, which is Airbnb, Uber, Lyft, is what gets cut over the next 1 to 2 years, and maybe half of that disappears and never comes back.
But Gene Munster, a founding partner at Loop Ventures, is a little more optimistic.
I think human behavior is moving to these ride-sharing networks. I think there's just a lot of friction around car ownership. All the things that existed before, all those growth themes exist after.
Munster admits the next 6 months to 2 years are going to be tough for Uber and Lyft. What's more, this week the California Attorney General sued both firms, saying under a new state law, they had misclassified their drivers as independent contractors. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.